Hello everyone, welcome to episode 10 of this podcast. This is Venuram City. Today I'm going to talk about conversion rate optimization. Okay, conversion rate optimization, what does it imply? What is the goal of it? The goal of conversion rate optimization is to improve the revenue of your business and get customer insights. So to help you understand in simpler terms, your business goal is to improve revenue. So you design a website, you have to design a website, or you have to have a website that is in line with your business objective. So your website goal is to get leads, qualified leads, and make sales or conversions. So your website should be a converting website in simpler terms. So how well it is converting, and that's the most important, and you need to continuously improve your conversion rate of your website. That's where conversion rate optimization comes. Conversion rate optimization is achieved through continuous testing. Okay, continuous and consistent testing. Okay, if you have absolutely no idea how much your website is converting or etc, let me tell you, there's something, a tool called sessioncam.com. What it does is, it records the activity of your visitors coming to your website, and it helps you in understanding your visitors' behavior and help you in optimizing for conversions. Alright. So, how to improve the conversion rate of your website? It happens a lot of times, you know. You think you have a very good copy of your website, and you have beautiful images, nice videos, and you have structured it well, and everything, and all the things you think are perfect, but when you try to bring traffic to your website, you don't get enough leads, or you do not make enough sales. So there are different aspects of your website that might not be converting. So to help you understand in high level, let me divide this into six things. One, value proposition. Two, clarity. Third is relevancy. Fourth is urgency. Fifth is distractions. And sixth is anxiety. So the first is value proposition. Does your web page deliver the value proposition that you seek to deliver? In a sense, why you're doing what you're doing and how you're doing. Does your website or web page answer these three simple questions, or put a message in front of the visitors coming which answers these three simple questions? That is your value proposition. Second is clarity. How easily your value proposition is communicated to your customers or visitors who are coming to your website. This can be through various elements of your website. This can be through your copy. This can be through the images that you have chosen. This can be through simple call to actions. And third thing is relevancy. How much of your website or web page is relevant or matching your prospects' expectations, their needs, and their feelings? This is relevancy. Fourth is urgency. How are you matching your visitors' urgency? Are you creating any external incentives to match or bridge the urgency of your visitors? And finally, the sixth one is anxiety. What are the elements that are creating uncertainty in taking action? This can be images, this can be colors, this can be buttons, and there can be many things. So these are the six things, and these six things are from something called as LIFT method for conversion rate optimization by Chris Goward. He's the founder of Wider Funnel. You can go to widerfunnel.com. And what I want you to do is go to that website. He has a bunch of case studies you can go through. He points out in detail and helps you in getting better at CRO, conversion rate optimization.